And Gael, the son of Ebed, came with his brethren and went over to Shechem, and the men of Shechem put their confidence in him. And Rabshakeh said unto them, Speak ye now to Hezekiah, thus saith the great king, the king of Assyria, What confidence is this wherein thou trustest? Is not this thy fear, thy confidence, thy hope, and the uprightness of thy ways? His confidence shall be rooted out of his tabernacle, and it shall bring him to the king of terrors. If I have made gold my hope, or have said to the fine gold, Thou art my confidence, by terrible things in righteousness wilt thou answer us, O God of our salvation, who art the confidence of all the ends of the earth, and of them that are afar off upon the sea. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. For the Lord shall be thy confidence, and shall keep thy foot from being taken. In the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge. A wise man scaleth the city of the mighty, and casteth down the strength of the confidence thereof. Confidence in an unfaithful man in time of trouble is like a broken tooth and a foot out of joint. For thus saith the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, In returning and rest shall ye be saved, in quietness and in confidence shall be your strength, and ye would not. And Rabshakeh said unto them, Say ye now to Hezekiah, Thus saith the great king, the king of Assyria, What confidence is this wherein thou trustest? And Moab shall be ashamed of Chemosh, as the house of Israel was ashamed of Bethel, their confidence. And they shall dwell safely therein, and shall build houses and plant vineyards. Yea, they shall dwell with confidence when I have executed judgments upon all those that despise them round about them. And they shall know that I am the Lord their God. And it shall be no more the confidence of the house of Israel, which bringeth their iniquity to remembrance, when they shall look after them. But they shall know that I am the Lord God. Trust ye not in a friend, put ye not confidence in a guide. Keep the doors of thy mouth from her that lieth in thy bosom, teaching the kingdom of God, and teaching those things which concern the Lord Jesus Christ, with all confidence, no man forbidding him. And in this confidence I was minded to come unto you before, that ye might have a second benefit. And I wrote this same unto you, lest when I came I should have sorrow from them of whom I ought to rejoice, having confidence in you all, that my joy is the joy of you all. I rejoice, therefore, that I have confidence in you in all things. And we have sent with them our brother, whom we have oftentimes proved diligent in many things, but now much more diligent upon the great confidence which I have in you. But I beseech you, that I may not be bold when I am present with that confidence, wherewith I think to be bold against some which think of us as if we walked according to the flesh. That which I speak it not after the Lord, but as it were foolishly in this confidence of boasting. I have confidence in you through the Lord, that ye will be none otherwise minded, but he that troubleth you shall bear his judgment, whosoever he be, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. And having this confidence, I know that I shall abide and continue with you all for your furtherance and joy of faith. For we are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit, and rejoice in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh. Though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinketh that he hath whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more. And we have confidence in the Lord touching you, that ye both do and will do the things which we command you. Having confidence in thy obedience, I wrote unto thee, knowing that thou wilt also do more than I say. But Christ, as a son over his own house, whose house are we, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end? For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence, and not be ashamed before him at his coming. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence toward God. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us.